You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Are you a last-minute Brit, waiting till the very final opportunity to book getaways or travel? If so, you could be missing out on much-needed savings, better spent on your holiday itself. To discuss recent research on savings conducted by the Trainline app is TV presenter Connie Huck. Connie, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you, Chris?
I'm very well too.
Marvellous.
Now, no one likes to miss out on a saving, Connie, especially when it comes to holidays. So Why are Brits so inclined to wait till the last minute to book their travel?
Well, research has showed that Brits are basically losing the ability to plan stuff in advance. They call it Generation Now. And I think it's a result of living in a 24-hour culture where there's so much different social media and so many different television outlets, and there's all these different things vying for your attention. People don't like to plan in advance. And research has shown that people miss out on weddings, job interviews, and even, get this will surprise you, Chris, people have missed out on the birth of their own child. The men, not the women.
Surely not.
Yeah. Yeah, because of this sort of failure to pre-plan stuff. Research has shown 1 in 10 men, that's 13%, confess to being absent from the birth of their own child because of an inability to book in advance and to pre-plan in advance. It's shocking.
Absolutely shocking.
Do you fall into that category?
Well, I'm glad to say that my first baby daughter was just born 8 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
And I was there, so yay. I must have done something right.
Oh, wow. So you're in sleep deprivation phase, are you?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. I've not slept for weeks, Connie.
Well, you sound good on it, can I just say. My compliments to the sleep deprived.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, what are some of the reasons? Because obviously it's shocking that people are missing things, especially missing the birth of their children. But what are some of the reasons that people are giving to wait to book?
Well, the number one reason is often the weather, because people are like, oh, I don't know, what if it's like rainy and cold by then and so on. We're in the middle of a heat wave at the moment that looks set to last, so that is no longer an excuse. And then there's weird things like sporting events. Sometimes people are hanging on for like a sporting event or even like a TV event, like, I don't know, the Love Island final, for instance. But also, I think it's a generational thing. This generation now, this environment that we're living in, people seem to do things a lot less in advance because the birth of sort of apps and sort of devices where you can book online have meant that we're much less of a planning culture than we used to be.
It's a false sense of security that everything happens now, whereas certain things do need to be planned.
Yeah.
But realistically, Connie, if Brits did stop waiting so long to book their travel, how much could they save?
Well, so get this, right? £4.5 million could be saved every summer and put back into the pockets of people if they just pre-planned their holidays or their train bookings or coach bookings or whatever a bit in advance. And a quarter of people admit that they book travel for their breaks less than a week in advance. And that's a massive amount of people. That's like much more than I would have expected.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and 1 in 10, that's sort of 10%, say they book a getaway on the actual day of departure. Now, that can make a difference of hundreds in some cases, because obviously as you get nearer to your date of travel, seats are going and being booked up, and so demand starts outstripping the supply, if we're talking in economics terms, and that drives the prices right up.
Could this though, Connie, because I'm 39 just now, I'm a year away from turning 40, but there is a generational thing as well that, as I was growing up, people often said things like, well, wait to book your holiday till the very last minute because there's a good chance you'll get a great bargain. Do we not live in that culture anymore?
You grew up in a year long gone past.
Thank you.
No, I'm just, well, you know, now because we have the facilities that you can book things 24, you know, you don't have to wait for a certain time for the phone lines to open, or, you know, if people don't even hardly book things like train tickets over the phone now, because it's all done via your smartphone or your laptop or your computer. We live in different times. So I think in the days that you grew up, back in yesteryear, and I'm in that category as well, we lived in a society where you had to sort of pre-book. And if you didn't, it was a sort of case of you could maybe get a deal because operators are trying to flog things, because it more is a case of sort of package holidays where you get those bargains if you get, you know, to the last minute. You know, you have the lastminute.com mentality. But this is a different scenario. This is sort of train and coach booking where people aren't flogging it to make a buck. It's literally, there's only so many seats on that train, and those seats will be gone the nearer you get to the day of travel.
Absolutely. Now, Connie, you've never been known to stay put. You are the longest serving female presenter of Blue Peter. You yes. hosted The Extra Factor. Yes. You're the co-writer of Black Mirror episode 15 Million Merits. You're clearly very busy and always on the move. Have you always been vigilant when booking travel?
You know what? I think that I have always sort of, I love a good deal, and I like to pre-plan things, and I like to save money in my pocket. And since having children, weirdly, I think it makes you even more hemmed in that I know that I've got the summer holidays then and half term then. And, you know, so I actually think it's sort of made me more of a pre-booker rather than the other way around, because we live in a society where it's sort of all flipped to the other way around now. So I don't fall into that category, I don't think.
Now, this research is commissioned by the Trainline app to highlight the huge savings the nation could be making through their price prediction tool. Tell us a little bit about that.
So basically, the techie, clever people have found a way to be able to predict when those price hikes will happen. So basically, if you go to the Trainline app, you've got your different journeys that you can book, and on each one, on each ticket, there'll be a little line that will tell you how long you've got left on that price before the price hike will happen, which means that you don't have to be caught out when you wake up one morning and you go to check that ticket price and suddenly it's doubled, because you'll know when that will actually happen. So it just helps you to know when to be able to book.
And we all love a countdown, so just seeing how much time we've got left is always, it's like being James Bond.
Sense of urgency. Adrenaline rush, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, many of the listeners of RNIB Connect Radio do understand how important advance booking can be. There can be a need for assisted travel, which usually requires arranging assistance at least 24 hours in advance. Mm-hmm. What advice could you give to a blind or to a disabled traveller who's thinking about booking their holiday?
Well, there's an audio facility on that app, so you'll be able to find out the same thing, like the price hikes, and then just make sure that you keep rechecking, because as soon as that price hike has like gone up, the doubling in price or whatever, that's when you're stung, and then there is no way to save money. So make sure that you just keep via the audio facility checking what's happening to those prices, and the app works across lots and lots of different train and coach operators. So it keeps you across the board for different companies to let you know and be able to compare the deals and to be able to compare when those price hikes will happen.
And of course, if you're booking in advance, not only are you making a saving, but you can get your assistance arranged at the same time. Yep. Fantastic. Connie, if our listeners would like to find out more, where should they go?
They should download the Trainline app and then look for the price prediction tool. The Twitter handle is @TheTrainline and the Instagram handle is @Trainline. Facebook is @TheTrainline.com and the campaign hashtag is #PricePrediction.
Connie Huck, it has been a real pleasure chatting to you today. Lots
Likewise.
Of fun. Oh, thank you very much. And I wish you all the very best for the future. I hope we get to chat again soon.
Yes, please.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.